Tarot cards next hour with Teresa Reed. But first, we're coming back for final phone calls this hour with Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the number to call is 1-855-949-7234 or 1-855-949-RADIO. I got an email from somebody who said, that second number with radio, and there's too many numbers, too many digits. Well, it's just, we want you to remember radio, so when you do R-A-D-I, it clicks in. You don't have to do the O, you know that. So we'll be back with more with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. Ben, the second question from Charlie in Bristol, Tennessee, had to do with the possibility of lab-created viruses. Absolutely.
You know, that's such an interesting question. Do you know, George, that when a cell, I know we've been talking about cells here tonight a lot, when a cell is under duress, it will make a virus?
Really?
Yes.
It creates its own.
Yes, it creates viruses. See, we think that viruses, we have this misunderstanding about what a virus is. We think of viruses like a creature. It's not a creature. A virus.
It's not alive, is it?
It's not alive. It's a piece of genetics. Genetics are codes. Without getting into too complex, the gene is a code. So for example, and I'm going to be simplistic here, but the gene is made up of red and blue and green and orange, and each color represents a protein. And the body is just a bunch of proteins, and then the proteins make everything else. So the genes make proteins depending on what the genes are. Well, a virus is a gene. A virus, or sometimes it's a derivative of the gene. It's DNA or RNA. And all it is just a piece of information, a code. And so when a cell is under duress, cells make genes. That's what they do.
You know what boggles my mind, though, is I can't comprehend the fact that we're trying to stop a virus. But how do you stop something that's
not alive? That's why you take care of the host, George. That's what I'm telling you. You take care of the terrain. This idea, this distinction between the microbe or the attacking agent and the terrain is a distinction that has been controversial for 150 years. But what happened was, and this is a very interesting story, in the middle of the 19th century, there was a guy named Claude Bouchamp, and he was French, and he said, it's the body that affects the germ. And then there was another guy named Louis Pasteur.
Oh, yeah, we remember him.
Right? He said, no, it's the germ. It's the microbe. And this battle between the germ and the terrain, whether it was the germ that caused the disease and the terrain that caused the disease, raged through the middle to late 19th century. Well, we knew Pasteur ended up winning it because with Pasteur's idea, you could make drugs. With Bouchamp's idea, you didn't need drugs. So because this was the beginnings of the drug company, and they were making a lot of money, and there was a lot of margin, we ended up going with Pasteur. And then, in fairness, they had some successes with antibiotics, and the rest is history, as they say. But the controversy is still there.
Is this COVID-19 weaponized?
You know, I can't tell you that, but it's viruses or some things that are made. They're made in laboratories.
Well, yeah, who in God's name would want to make one of these?
Well,
things?
Think about it this way, George. What's the one economy, the one country in the world that is going to benefit from this entire pandemic?
China.
That could be. I'm not saying that's what it was.
And that's where it originated.
There's a Chinese
in a lab. There's a lab there in Wuhan, for crying out loud. There's a viral lab there.
I don't know that that's the case.
No, trust me, there is.
All right, I can see the possibility.
And we funded them.
You know, the Great Reset. Read that book, or go on YouTube and Google it. The Great Reset. There's
all right, I've got an email in from you before we go to more calls. Ask pharmacist Ben, any treatment for diabetic blindness?
Oh, diabetes breaks my heart, George. It's a leading cause of blindness. It's a leading cause of amputation. It's a leading cause of heart attack.
Horrible.
It's a leading cause of COVID mortality. Diabetes, and it's so tragic. It's so unnecessary.
And what is diabetes?
Diabetes is when your body just freaking can't handle the sugar, and then the sugar builds up in the blood. And sugar is dangerous. It's explosive. It burns. It burns the eyeballs. It burns the blood vessels in the eyes. It burns the blood vessels in the feet and the extremities. It burns the blood vessels everywhere. That's called glycation, by the way. It's an awful, awful disease because it's so, number one, such a leading cause of mortality and misery, and number two, it's unnecessary. It's tragically unnecessary. It's the leading cause of death, and it just breaks my heart. Get on the healthy brain, healthy blood sugar pack, which is the Sweeties, chromium, vanadium, the Sweeties, and then the EFAs and the Beyond Osteo. We talked about niacin before. Ultimate Niacin is an amazing blood sugar, amazing product for stabilizing blood sugar, as well as cholesterol, as you mentioned. And then also selenium, the ultimate selenium is very important for insulin. And keep your sugar intake of sugar down. And keep your intake of calories down, because any calories will jack up your blood sugar chemistry. So keep your calories down. Do you know, to this day, George, the only proven way to anti-age and extend longevity is calorie restriction with optimum nutrition. That's why supplementation is so darn important. Calorie restriction, optimum nutrition.
Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Matt, I have two items. I found a podcast, Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. And I was listening to one of them, and I had an interview from way back with Jonas Salk. Mm. And he was saying stuff like a survival of the fittest. He sounded pretty, I would say, creepy. You know, like Eyes Wide Shut, Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
What did you think of Jonas Salk?
Well, you know, there's a lot of controversy about the polio vaccine. I don't want to get into too much of the politics of it, but he was definitely lionized and deified, that's for sure. You know, I love the term conspiracy theory, too. That's who came up with that? What does that even mean, conspiracy theory?
Next up, Joe, what do you got? Joe?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. On phosphatidylserine, like, you haven't really talked about that much.
I didn't hear what you said. I didn't catch it.
Yeah, phosphatidylserine.
Phosphatidylserine, fascinating molecule, absolutely fascinating.
What is that then?
Phosphatidylserine is a component of something called lecithin. I've talked about lecithin a little bit. I've heard of that, sure. Lecithin is an unbelievably valuable substance. It's found throughout nature. It's found in the body. It's part of your cells, part of that cell membrane. And phosphatidylserine, lecithin is made up of a bunch of these phosphatidyl complexes, phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylinositol, inositol. And these are very important for nerve conduction, for brain health, because they conduct electricity very, very effectively. So for folks who are dealing with memory problems who don't want to be dealing with memory problems, using lecithin, by the way, you get some lecithin in the ultimate enzymes from longevity, using phosphatidylserine supplements or lecithin supplements can be really helpful for brain health, actually for all neurological issues, movement disorders, Parkinson's disease, that kind of thing.
Next up, let's go to Tom with another text or tweet. What do you have, Thomas?
Hey, Ben, this one in from Granger in Palm Beach, Florida. My girlfriend makes fun of me for getting pedicures. Is she being unhealthy by not getting them? P.S., I think she's listening.
You know, the best part about a pedicure is the massage. And I'm telling you, George, if we really cared about health in this country, we would have national massage insurance, where every American gets two massages a month.
Why is that so important?
Because it improves circulation, because it drops your cortisol levels, it boosts your immunity, it makes you feel good, it anti-ages you, it stabilizes your blood sugar. There's endless benefits.
Oh, yeah, but what's that got to do with a pedicure, for crying out loud?
You get a leg massage and a foot massage.
Yeah, but a pedicure is they're playing around with your toes and nails.
Yeah, no, but they give you, when you get a pedicure, they rub your feet and they rub your legs. That's part of it.
What about scaly feet?
Fats. You know, I've been in the skin.
You're a skin guy.
I'm a skin guy. Let me tell you something. For folks, here's something interesting for you. Nobody should have dry skin. And scaly feet are an example of dry skin. Whenever you have dry skin, scaly feet, xerosis as they call it, or cracks and fissures in the fingers and the hands.
Is that dead cells?
It's not. It's poor. It's cells that are not developing correctly. Yes, there's dead cells on the surface, but it's a sign that the cells are not developing correctly. Why are they not developing correctly? It's that membrane that we talked about earlier. Cells communicate to each other. They talk to each other via the membrane. That's why for any skin issues, ultimate EFAs, I'm talking eczema, psoriasis, dry skin, xerosis, alligator skin, any kind of skin health issue, ultimate EFAs, and you take 10 of them.
That's fish oil, isn't it?
No. The fish oil is not an EFA. Fish oil has something in it called omega-3.
Right.
but not an EFA. It's a little bit tricky. Not all omega-3s are essential. EFA means essential fatty acids.
Fatty acids.
And that word essential is...
And that helps you from scaly stuff and things like that?
Absolutely. It's a must-have. In fact, if you take EFAs out of the diet of a laboratory animal, guess what's the first thing that happens? Scaly skin.
Really?
Yes.
I learned things from you, Ben.
There you go. Thank you, George. I learned things from you, too, by the way.
Let's go to Perry in Lompoc, California. Hey, Pear, welcome back. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, George. How are you?
Okay.
And thank you, Ben. I want to thank both of you for your compassion.
Thank you.
And your humanity.
Thank you.
My main question is that I have my main question after that, but I'll be quick. As you guys know, I lost my mom on June 1st from comorbidity.
Yep.
She had several bouts of pneumonia, and she was on oxygen.
Mm.
And besides being obese and her age, almost 77, did you, Ben... And my last question after that, please, George.
Sure.
Did you, Ben, hear Centers for Disease Control just a couple days ago said if you adjusted for the comorbidities,
mm-hmm.
only 19,000 people in the United States died from COVID-19.
I would say probably even less than that. It's very rare that somebody will die of COVID without a comorbidity. And even if it's not diagnosed, I mean, just because people say I didn't have a comorbidity, you don't know what your blood sugar is. You know, that's an interesting thing. We think that the diagnosis is this magical designation. And so if the doctor says you're not a diabetic, your blood sugar's fine. It doesn't work that way. Just because you haven't been diagnosed with an official diagnosis, official name of a health challenge, doesn't mean your biochemistry's not whacked out. You know, biochemical dysfunction precedes the diagnosis. So I would say it's more than 90,000. I'd say it's unusual that there wouldn't be some kind of underlying biochemical dysfunction before somebody actually died of COVID. Viruses, we get viruses all the time. When people die on autopsy, they find measles virus in them. You know, but we're swimming in an ocean of virus. Our body is saturated with virus. It's very unusual, relatively speaking. Very, very unusual, relatively speaking. Hardly ever, from percentage-wise, a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent that a virus does cause a problem. It requires a perfect storm of biochemical dysfunction to precede symptoms and death from any viral infection.
Let's go back to Perry for his final question. Go ahead, Perry.
Yes, thank you, George. I'm in a wheelchair still, and I've been working out. I've been standing up and sitting down, and I was wondering, what if you would recommend any supplements?
Absolutely.
For me, I've been taking protein bars, and I feel stronger. And anything else pharmacist Ben, you could
absolutely
recommend,
you know,
for
what
me.
You know, I would say the Healthy Start Pack is what I was saying. In fact, if you'll give Tom, can we get? I want to get Perry some BTT. Can you take care of that, George?
Sure. All right, Tommy, yeah. Take care of Perry's address for Ben, and then get that to Ben. Thank you, Ben. You're very generous. What about glucogel for him?
Glucogel would be great. Jeff just came out with a MSM sulfur, Ultimate MSM. For all arthritic conditions, joint conditions, body conditions, skeletal conditions, that is, sulfur is one of the hidden nutritional deficiencies that we don't talk a lot about because of soil depletion. Doc's been talking about soil depletion for decades, but we don't, as a culture, talk about soil depletion. And sulfur deficiency, sulfur is one of the more common elements, it's not all that unheard of, sulfur deficiency. And there's a lot of folks who believe, check this out, George, that sulfur deficiency is really the problem with elevated blood cholesterol. And it turns out that using the Ultimate MSM is a great way to lower your cholesterol.
We get close to a record. If we have 100 of you, go to the website right now. So give it a try. CriticalHealthNews.com. CriticalHealthNews.com. Just 100 of you right now. and let's see what happens. So give it a quick try. Do it on your smartphone. Well, there's apps, by the way, available for your smartphones as well.
And we have articles, and we have blog posts and videos and interviews and all kinds of
it's a great website.
Great free health information. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. Should be like a go-to health information.
Mike in Colorado's with us. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike.
This is my first night on your show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're part of it.
I've had several topics to talk about, if I can manage to get on your show again after tonight, including one or two about people you know personally.
Sure.
I've been listening to your show since 1998, almost nightly, and the issue is that I often wake up in the morning upset. Do you know why that is?
What, because you don't get enough sleep.
No, because I often fall asleep during the shows I want to hear most. Because it's so late, and I'm in bed listening to it.
It is a late one, my friend.
So anyway, is it okay if I tell you a short, serious, health-related story that could benefit millions of your listeners?
Yeah, and if it comes up to the break, we'll just carry you over.
Okay, before I get to the question as to why I called.
Okay.
13 years ago, I read a book, a 400-page book written by the doctor in the early 1900s who discovered the connection between root canals and major diseases, but especially heart disease. 10 days after I read that book, about 2 weeks after, I got a root canal. 10 days after the root canal, I got pericarditis. I was in the hospital for a day and a half, and the doctor, who happened to be a heart surgeon, said he did not know how I got pericarditis. And I didn't even think to bring up the issue of root canals. So 4 years ago, in September, I was diagnosed with AFib, atrial fibrillation. 4 months later, in January of the next year, I had that root canal pulled out. I went to school right after having the root canal pulled out. The root canal got pulled out at 2 p.m. I went to school. I got out at 9 p.m., and I noticed when I came out of school that I didn't have atrial fibrillation anymore, and it hasn't returned since.
Fascinating.
Fantastic. And you're absolutely right, Mike. The bacteria from root canals and teeth play devastations to your heart and your body.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
I was wanting to get Ben's comment on that.
First guy to talk about that was a guy named Weston Price. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He was the first guy to talk about the importance of or the relevance of the Western diet to chronic degenerative diseases. He was actually a dentist, and he went to New Guinea, and he noticed that the natives in New Guinea, who were not eating the Western, obviously not eating the same foods that we're eating here, they didn't have diabetes, they didn't have cancer, they didn't have heart disease, they lived long lives, they were happy, they had their teeth, great teeth. And he was the first guy to talk about the relationship between gut mouth bacteria and heart health, and obviously with
dentists
health.
Used to prescribe antibiotics before you went in for a teeth cleaning.
Yeah, well,
they don't do that
even
anymore.
Even with the antibiotics, it's root canal and coronary heart disease and pericarditis, like you say. There's no doubt that those two are related.
Mike, did you have a quick question for Ben?
Yeah.
Okay. Go
ahead.
Okay.
So the real reason I called was, I'm 69, and you were talking about push-ups and exercise. Well, up until 4 years ago in July, I always felt and looked no older than around 36.
Wow.
I would often, when people guessed my age, they would often say in my mid-30s, and wow. I would even get flirted with by high school and college girls.
Wow.
Well, I went to bed one night in July 4 years ago, and the next morning, without any warning, I woke up feeling 30% older.
Huh.
And I haven't been able to get that back except in short spurts by using testosterone, over-the-counter testosterone booster, and certain foods like bee pollen, which promote the formation of testosterone.
So what does he do, Ben? Talk about that when we come right back. Next hour, Teresa Reed joins us as we talk about her work. Terrell, no questions asked, so get ready for that, and then we'll take calls with her in the final hour of the program. Of course, we're going to come back with final phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for information, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to our final segment. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, we came too shy of setting an all-time record of website hits for you, so let's try it again, folks. Give it a try. Go to criticalhealthnews.com, and let's go back to Mike in Colorado for his promised question. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, so even though I'm 69, I never get sick. I don't get colds. I don't get the flu, nothing. And I've been studying martial arts since 1998, so I do a lot of exercise, and I do a lot of exercise at home. But since waking up 4 years ago and feeling 30% older, I've found out that I have a lot or most of the signs of low testosterone. So I've called these testosterone therapy clinics, and I intend to begin bioidentical hormone therapy, and I wanted Ben's opinion on doing that as long as the testosterone is not synthetic.
Well, testosterone is kind of tricky. Testosterone gets turned into estrogen. It's a hormone, so it interacts with insulin, and it interacts with progesterone, and it interacts with your blood sugar. It interacts with a whole bunch of stuff. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. There's a good side. There's a bad side. Make sure that you're supplementing with it, especially with zinc. And by the way, Longevity Zinc is back in stock, the zinc.
Yeah, there was a raid on that stuff, wasn't
there? Yeah, exactly. So make sure that you're supplementing. I'd be doing all the stuff, especially fats and zinc, as I say, the essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs, and zinc. And then keep your sugar stable and keep up that that resistance training. That's really, really effective for building your own natural testosterone.
And what about him going to a urologist for the testosterone rather than a testosterone type?
Why do you say urologist? What's your thoughts?
Well, I'd rather go to a medical doctor. I mean, are these doctors
The endocrinologist. I assume you're seeing an endocrinologist. Testosterone is a controlled substance, so you got to see a medical doctor to get.
Yeah, you need a prescription for that.
Heck yes,
you?
It's a controlled substance. It's like Vicodin or like codeine.
But you can get a blood test, which will tell you what your testosterone levels
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely, but it's
and if they're too
with
low,
your hormone system is really tricky. You got to be very, very careful when you start playing with hormones. And there's some people who benefit from it, but you just got to be really, really careful. Make sure you're doing all the other things I say, ultimate EFAs, and your zinc, keep your sugar low, keep up the resistance training, all that.
Well, because as a guy, if you get too much testosterone,
it turns into female hormone.
It kicks in your estrogen,
right? Yes, that's right, George. That's not a good thing.
Next up, let's go to Brian in Alton, Illinois, first-time caller. Welcome to the program, wildcard caller. Hi, Brian.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. I didn't get any resolution on the root canal thing. I didn't get what you suggested to do because I'm at the point where I need one. My dentist recommended one. I have a molar that has an amalgam filling, and part of it broke off. Part of my real tooth broke off on the back.
Do you have a heart condition or anything like that, Bri?
No, I don't, but I know that if my blood sugar is elevated, that it does swell up more because it's already been, it's an infection there, and it just hasn't gone away, and it's been
if you need a root canal, you need a root canal. There's no getting around that.
So all right.
I'm saying not to get a root canal, but you just got to be careful, and these days they give you antibiotics.
Should he recommend to his doctor to give him antibiotics?
Oh, yeah, they'll give him antibiotics, absolutely.
They'll do that on their own?
Most of them, if you think they would, yeah.
Maybe he should ask just to be on the safe side.
Make sure that you are. Yeah, absolutely ask. But they do. They're aware of that connection between most dentists are aware of that relationship.
Your teeth and your gums are critical to your body's health.
Oh, man, you're not kidding, George. And, you know, as I was saying, Dr. Weston Price, who was a dentist, and he went out to New Guinea, he noticed that they all had great teeth. They all had straight teeth. And by the way, do you know our jaws are getting smaller because of the foods that we're eating? It's wreaking havoc on our...
What do you mean our jaws are getting smaller?
Our jaws are getting smaller. Human beings' jaws are getting smaller because of the foods that we're eating. We're evolving. Everything evolves. And we're evolving to have smaller jaws and to have more crowded teeth. It's really making a serious cultural dental problem that we have.
Let's go to Reading, Pennsylvania. John's with us now. Hey, John. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, my pleasure.
And I had a couple questions for pharmacist Ben. Give you a quick, brief story. It's about my wife. She's had clinical depression for about 20 years. She's been on prescription antidepressants. In June of 2019, she got gastric sleeve surgery. She was overweight. And she's lost 153 pounds, which is great. But in the past 6 months, her depression's actually gotten really worse, and they've had the doctors have put her on all different kind of antidepressants. Mm. She's not eating much. She doesn't drink water. She actually wound up in a hospital in ER Sunday night due to dehydration, and her blood pressure was like 90 over 46, and they had to give her IV fluids. So I know listening to Pharmacist Ben and your show a lot, you know, there's a link between gut health, stomach health, and the brain. So I wanted to know if Pharmacist Ben could recommend, what can we do, what can I do to help her get nutrients that she's not getting, and could that help her depression?
Oh, it'll help her, like, in a heartbeat it'll help her, because guaranteed she's deficient. And when the body is deficient, it sucks up nutrients like a dry sponge sucks up water. Get her on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Don't even wait. Don't now. Get her on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine now. You will change her life. Now, I'm not saying that's the only thing you have to do, but that alone will make that kind of significant difference.
It gives you a lot of nutrients you probably need. Huh?
Yes, and liquid form. They're in liquid. This is the amazing thing about Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Why I've been talking about for 22 years, George. It is the most incredible nutritional supplement that I have ever seen in 22 years of being in longevity, but in 35 years of being a pharmacist. It is a powerhouse, and it's liquid, so it goes right to work. Now, you don't want her to take too much all at once. You want to kind of break her in slowly on it. That alone will make a significant difference, and I'm telling you, get it now. Now, she also probably should get on the Healthy Start Pack. She also should be on the Nightly Essence Probiotics because she's got she probably has some serious intestinal problems. And also, you might want to consider the relationship between her estrogen, her female hormone, and her thyroid, because guaranteed she's hypothyroid. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that you could do. But the good news is here, check this out, the sicker we are, the faster we turn it around. Not that you turn around totally, but you can begin to turn it around almost instantly. And I'm telling you, you get her on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine and then send me a note at the health at criticalhealthnews.com and tell me what you found out. Because I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to notice a significant difference with that, an amazing difference with that.
Okay, John, good luck with that. Hope everything works out. Let's go next to Mike in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
Okay, I'm spitting it out. I partied way too much when I was younger. Now I have a fatty liver. Is there anything I could do about it?
Yes, heck yes you can. Keep your sugar down. Get on the Healthy Blood and Sugar Pack. The number one reason for fatty liver disease, aside from toxicity, is blood sugar. It's called metabolic syndrome. Get yourself on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, and then I would throw in the Ultimate Niacin and the Ultimate Selenium, and make sure that you're absolutely going on a low-carb, ideally a ketogenic diet, actually, but at least a low-carbohydrate diet.
I heard that milk thistle works great for the liver.
Milk thistle is great for the liver, absolutely. Milk thistle is amazing for the liver. In fact, I don't usually deal with a lot of herbs, but I like herbs. I just don't work with them that much, but milk thistle is one that I work with a lot.
Isn't it amazing, though, that Mother Nature has given us things on this planet to combat things that go wrong with us?
I'm telling you, George, how anybody cannot believe in a divine force.
Oh, my gosh. That alone will tell you that there's some intelligence here.
The 100 trillion cells, George, a cell is the size of a microscopic blob, and within it, it has hundreds of thousands of working parts. There's more working parts in a cell than there are in a Boeing 747, and the thing is microscopic, and their parts are constantly changing and shape-shifting and organizing and reorganizing. The life force is so amazing, George. We want to honor that. We want to leverage that. We want to utilize that. We want to take advantage of that. It's ours. We want to tap into it.
Let's go to Blair in Sedona, Arizona. Hi, Blair. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Blair. Hey, George, that's a bummer that they're postponing your Everett Washington live show. I enjoyed your 2018 Scottsdale show and enjoyed your smooth rendition of Time After Time.
Well, thank you very much. We'll get it back. We'll get it back as soon as they open up. They're not allowing theaters to have any more than a few people in there, and we're almost sold out. So, we better for them to say COVID's done, here's the dates, and then we'll set it.
Well, you know, along those lines, I heard a few days ago on NPR, George and Pharmacist Ben, about a pushback occurring in England and France, whereby the term medical tyranny was used regarding the COVID-19 response. And, George, on your show a couple of weeks ago, Howard Bloom talked about how Dr. Fauci is saying now our immune system can be tricked to run amok and actually harm us. That sounds like medical tyranny, too. That's not my original question, but I just had to say that to Pharmacist Ben and get his opinion.
That's where becoming your own health authority is absolutely vital. As long as we take care of our own biochemistry, which is ours, we can withstand all kinds of abuse. Now, there's things that we can be compelled to being manipulated, but short of being compelled to being manipulated, our power comes from how we live our lives, how we eat, how we exercise, the things we interact with or don't interact with in terms of toxicity. There's so much power that we have over our biochemistry. That's where we want to be focusing on.
Blair, did you have another question for Pharmacist Ben?
Well, I was wondering if you and Doc Wallach were influenced by Edgar Cayce in the development of some of your supplements. Thank you, George.
Okay.
Thank you. I didn't develop the supplements, so I can't speak to that, but Edgar Cayce, man, that guy knew some stuff. Holy moly.
I do a lot of things based on his practices. I've got a couple of his books.
Like what do you do?
Oh, just whatever, three almonds a day.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He claims that it helps prevent...
You do castor oil?
No, I don't do that.
You don't do the castor oil. Okay.
No, I don't do castor oil. But the almonds I do a lot of. Let's go to you, Tom. Final text and tweet. What do you have for us?
This one is from Gary in Indiana. He'd like to know, Ben, if the body has a way it gets rid of the sugar you eat.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called our fat butts.
For yourself, Fuchs.
That's what body fat is. That's why that's why Americans, 30%, 50% of Americans are obese or overweight.
Right, but isn't it easy to lose weight if that's what puts it on?
Yes, absolutely. Well, no, it's simple, but it's not easy because we eat from our brains. We're hardwired to seek out calories, and that's where nutritional supplementation comes in. That's why getting on a supplement program, getting on the Healthy Start Pack or getting on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, these are powerful weight loss strategies because when your body has nutrients, it doesn't need the calories as much. Calories, we need a lot more calories when we're malnourished. When you get the nutrients, and one of the first things that happens when people get on the Healthy Start Pack or the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack or the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack is they start to lose weight. And they're not even trying because you're simply eating less. We eat because we're trying to get nutrient, largely because we're trying to get nutriated, and it's not happening from the food.
Explain visceral fat.
It's the problematic fat. Viscera means the internal.
It's under your muscles or something.
Yeah, it's in the core of your body. It's the fat that's in the core of your body. It's supposed to subcutaneous fat, which is the fat under your skin. The fat in the core of your body is the source of disease. Fat's an organ, George. Do you know it's an organ, like your liver or like your intestine? Fat is an organ. That means it does things. It makes hormones, especially, and it especially makes inflammatory hormones. So when you start to lose fat, you lose inflammatory chemicals. You start to make less inflammatory chemicals. For men, when you lose fat, you make less female hormones. Fat makes female hormones. So the more body fat you're carrying, the more feminized you become for men. And for women, the more over-feminized you get, and that's where a lot of cancers come in, a lot of reproductive health issues. Losing body fat is incredibly important, and we're carrying so much of it because of our lifestyles. By the way, the ultimate from Youngevity, niacin is one of the great fat burners, great underappreciated fat burners in the world of supplements.
Let's go to Shannon, West Virginia, first-time caller. Go ahead, Shannon. Let's get you in here.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, great show this evening. I have a couple questions. First of all, I'm a two-time kidney transplant patient. I'm looking for some suggestions on diet.
Absolutely. The number one cause of kidney disease is a serious problem. And by the way, by the time you get into kidney transplant or kidney failure, you have lost like 80%, 85% of your kidney function. Your kidneys are fine up until 80%. It takes a lot. Your kidneys have so much redundancy in there because they're so darn important. Number one reason why people have kidney problems is blood sugar. Number one. Those tiny little vessels we were talking about, how sugar burns tiny little vessels. The kidney is so amazing. It's got these microscopic blood vessels that are just wrapped around endlessly. And those are very susceptible to damage from sugar. So
anything you could do to keep your sugar down, you should be going ketogenic. You should be doing the healthy blood sugar pack religiously. And by the way, the keto shake is a great way to go ketogenic for people who are wanting to leverage the ketogenic diet.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's break a record before he signs off with us. Toll-free number to call where the staff of amazing people are there taking notes. It must be taking it in shorthand, Ben.
Yeah. And we love emails, too, by the way, health@criticalhealthnews.com. Some folks don't like to talk on the phone, and or if you're too busy, you just want to write an email, health@criticalhealthnews.com. And you should ask about, for folks who want to make a little extra money, they should ask about the business opportunities. It's a great business opportunity there.
1-8-4, especially nowadays, right?
Especially nowadays. Absolutely. Home-based business.
1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. What's new with you, Ben? What are you going to do in the next couple weeks before you come back?
You know, I haven't been traveling, but I got to move my lab. I'm growing out of my laboratory, so I'm moving it and spend a lot of time doing that. And I'm doing a lot of presentations, Zoom presentations, YouTube videos, really leveraging the technology.
Well, you stay safe, my friend, and we'll talk to you in about 6 weeks, okay?
Take care, George.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, in about 3 weeks, Doc Wallach joins us. We'll take your calls. Those of you on hold, I'm sorry we could not get to all of you. But again, call the number if you have a question, if you need some help. Just go to the website or call that toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO or criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, Teresa Reed joins me. We're going to talk about tarot cards. That's right. And she's got a popular website called thetarotlady.com. Go up to that when you have a moment. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.